Hey everyone!
We're back!
It is time for another exciting episode of
the Lucas and Lee Podcast.
We've been away for a couple weeks, haven't we?
Because you were out of town. I mean, you're doing the whole world traveling thing. I mean,
yeah.
College football season, it's really hard to keep up with you because you're flying back and forth.
I'm here, there, and everywhere. I actually got some complaints asking when the next episode of the Lucas and Lee Podcast.
Well, this is our Thanksgiving week gift to you.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
We are thankful for our, five listeners?
We have over 500 downloads.
Oh.
Just from one site of the Lucas and Lee Podcast.
Right on.
People actually enjoy it.
And enjoy the show.
It's a little shocking.
Yeah.
Well, it is a little shocking.
Our ratings are higher than the Raiders' ratings. I know that.
I'm also shocked that I have not received any death threats from any exes who have listened to the show.
I think your exes, I think they still like you. Most of them.
Most of them.
It's a couple.
Yeah. Oh, most. But we got a lot. We got a lot on today's episode. As usual, we are going to start off with, relationships, since we are both certified relationship disasters.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
One of our loyal listeners in fact, she has listened to every single episode.
Every one of them?
Every one.
Going back to it's over a year ago.
Going back to the very first.
It's like a year and a month now, right?
Going back to the very first from Sarasota, Florida.
From Sarasota, Florida?
Sarasota, Florida. Send me a clip of some questions that she thought would be perfect for the Lucas and Lee podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And I 100% agreed with her. So we are going to go dive into those right now. So Cosmo, that is correct, the magazine, not the drink.
Okay, Cosmo the magazine.
Cosmo the magazine put up a relationship therapist, whatever, and asked her these rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Okay.
Sharing a location with a significant other 24/7.
If I'm in a relationship, absolutely. I'll share it 100%.
Lack of trust.
I would share my
Hold on. Are you doing it voluntarily or are you being asked to?
I would voluntarily show my I don't have to be shown. When I'm in a relationship, I have nothing to hide. I'm not somebody who's going to go out and cheat or do whatever or go hang out someplace I'm not supposed to hang out. So I have no issue if I'm in a relationship sharing my location and not even having to be asked.
Voluntarily is fine if that's your thing. If you're asked, it shows a serious lack of trust in the relationship.
I think if they ask, but I would do it voluntarily. But if they say you need to share your location with me, then that's kind of a red flag.
The running joke with me, you want to know Lee's location, just check his Instagram.
Yeah, well, your Instagram is on. So you have your location.
I do, actually. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, because I don't have it on Instagram because I don't really want undesirable people to know where I'm at.
Where in the world is Lee, I like to play.
But the thing is that if you share your location on Instagram, you can't lie to get out of things.
Very true.
You can never say, hey, I'm grocery shopping in the night. No, you're not. You're at home.
You're grocery shopping in an apartment complex?
What are you doing over there?
Wow. Sex on a first date.
I would say that the reason why I would have sex on the first date is because you don't want a second date with that person.
I've had sex on a first date with people I've wanted a second date with.
But they didn't work out. Because you're single.
I'm still single, it obviously did not work out.
Sex on the first date is not a good option. It's a terrible option. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's sex on the first date, there's no reason for a second date. It shows that you don't, you're not, for me, in my opinion, you're not guarding your sex. You're not protecting your sex. Shows lack of discipline. I'm not.
I think, and I obviously have firsthand knowledge of this. I think it accelerates a relationship faster than it should accelerate and means that relationship is doomed.
Yeah, I 100% think if you have sex on the first date, the relationship's it's going to be a successful
unless it's a one night stand.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless one night stands. Like I said, if you have sex on the first date, there's no need for a second date. And after you have sex, the relationship's never the same. Like if you go and are dating somebody for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and you have sex, automatically changes after sex. So you never had that moment of anticipation.
No, no. Also, I think it, a lot of times when you have sex on the first date, the emotional state of the two people or what they're looking for, one can be like, oh, hey, I totally, you know, now exclusive with this person, while the other one's like, this was just a hookup.
It is a hookup, yeah.
Unless it's an FWB.
Yep.
Friends with benefits.
There you go.
Friends.
That's the only only reason to have sex on the first
only
date.
Reason to have sex on the first date.
Friends with the benefits.
Which, by the way, I successfully used that my freshman year in college.
Yeah.
I wanted to hook up with a friend of mine. She was like, no, we're friends. And I was like, hey, friends blank too. And she's like, okay.
That's what happens at the University of Pacific, ladies and gentlemen, over there at Pacific.
Oh, my freshman year at Pacific was interesting to say the least.
The school is still scarred from that year.
It is very scarred from that year. Announcing a breakup via the Notes app screenshot on your phone.
I don't think so.
Especially if it's like a committed relationship.
Yeah.
And I've had this before where I got broken up via text. And I very calmly told the person, hey, I would, you know, like to have a conversation about this. And we had a conversation. I was like, that's wasn't cool. I wouldn't do that to you.
The breakup from text.
Yeah. I would have bare minimum. It would have been a phone call. Bare minimum. And she agreed with me. This individual agreed that it was a shitty thing to do. And that she was open to the feedback and we had a great conversation.
Yeah. You don't have to do it face to face, but I think a call is. Face to face is like too much.
Breaking up in a committed relationship via your Notes app screenshot is shit. Now, if you just went out with someone a few times, it's like, hey, this ain't working out. Then yeah, whatever.
I got broken up at Dave Wong's.
Really?
Yeah. We were having dinner at Dave Wong's and then I got broken up and I guess she said it was kind of a spontaneous thing, but yeah, she broke up with me at Dave Wong's.
Dude, that's not cool.
Well, I mean,
you ordered the wrong fried rice?
It might have been. She's like, don't you ever order pork fried rice again.
Their pork fried rice is the absolute best.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to get broken up at a restaurant, Dave Wong's.
Do it to Dave Wong's. Okay. Sexting before defining the relationship.
I've done that so many times.
Yes.
I'm over with relationships.
Well, so
I've done that every single time. I love sexting.
I am very, very upfront, especially post-divorce, with women that I date or get into relationships with, that sex and sexting is part of it.
Yeah.
That is extremely important because, and what I will forever be grateful for my ex-wife. Don't get me wrong. I've said it a million times, but you know, our sex life wasn't exactly on fire. And there was a lot of, it was COVID. I got sick at the tail end. There's a lot that went into it. But that part of the relationship is not something I want to live through again. So yeah, I think it's totally fine to sex before defining the relationship.
I 100% think so. I mean, that's
obviously the other person you're sexting with has to be okay with it too.
Yeah.
Or else you just come across as a creepy dude. So read the room.
Yeah.
Read the room before sexting. Read the room before sexting. Liking an ex's Instagram stories.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you probably shouldn't do that. But if you're not in a relationship.
And you're still friendly with the ex, absolutely.
I think
absolutely. Absolutely, why not? Decoding Venmo to find out your hookup's dating life.
Oh, I think that's stalkerish.
You know, I know a DA who can hand out some restraining orders.
I know. He gave me an award the other day.
He did! Lucas got an award from District Attorney Ron Freitas for his work on fentanyl education and outreach.
Yes.
Lucas got a dart.
Yeah, I got a dart.
Got a dart.
But yeah, that's very stalkerish, and that's why it's good. You know a lot of lawyers.
You're gonna end up with a rabbit in a pot.
You're a lawyer, and you know a lot of lawyers. You know a lot of judges and DA.
Okay. Asking for a break, but still sleeping together.
Well, it's not a break if you're still sleeping together. So it's
thank you.
It's not a break. Taking a break, you
take a break.
A break.
If you're taking a break. Take a break.
Yeah.
Don't take a break and say, hey, I'm lonely and horny. I want to come over.
Again, that's lack of discipline. You know, you're not going to grow if you're doing that.
Oh, my. So, yeah, those were the rapid fire questions.
Those are great questions.
Great questions.
I enjoyed that part. That's a good one.
And speaking of things we find from pop culture, you know, we got those from the gram. You sent over something front the gram the other day that I think we should dive into.
Yeah, Hollywood, I think, is really responsible for the downfall of relationships in America, don't you think?
I mean, 100%.
It's like they definitely, and it's not something new because it goes back to the days of James Dean. You know, the bad boy, the rebel, a rebel without a cause. Those people are worshipped, and the good stand-up people are demonized.
I think Hollywood has made rom-coms, and you know, now that we're getting into the holiday season,
yeah.
Now that we're getting into the holiday season, we're getting into the season of Lifetime movies where City Girl goes back home for the holidays and breaks up with her established boyfriend back in New York City to date the struggling reindeer farmer.
Yeah.
Or Christmas tree
and
farmer.
And Vail.
Vail, Colorado. In Muskegee, Oklahoma. Yeah, yeah. Or wherever it's taking place at. No, I think Hollywood has conditioned people to be in relationships that Hollywood deems exciting, but in reality are chaotic.
Yeah, they're a nightmare. I mean, can you imagine if you had if you're living in LA or San Francisco or New York or wherever, and you go back to Eureka, where you grew up, and you leave your high paying job in LA or San Francisco, and then you get with the town drunk in Eureka because you're in love with them.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Yeah.
The strippers in Eureka are scary, by the way. Don't put any strippers in Eureka.
But no, I mean, look, and I use myself as an example. The amount of times that I was seeing someone and they split with me and they said, Lee, you are an amazing guy. You know, all these are amazing. But there's just that thing that's missing. That thing is the fact that
you're a nice person.
I am a nice person.
Yeah, you don't have a smidgen of dickhead.
I don't. In a relationship, I do not have a smidgen of dickhead.
Because
now,
in
my professional life, I am all dickhead.
Oh, you're a prick.
I'm a prick.
I've heard stories.
I am a prick in my professional life. But in a relationship, not a smidge of dickhead.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be a dick professionally. And then, like what the Ludacris said, you want... you know, a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Yes. You know? Yeah. 100% on that. But no, I think it comes down to, and I have had women tell me this, I'm just too fucking normal.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
I way to have my shit together, and some are intimidated. I have had women tell me I'm very intimidating. I'm extremely intimidating because there, and this is not to brag or boast or anything about me. Like, I've got plenty of faults. My therapist knows all of them. There's a reason I see him every other
day. I'm not here to brag or boast, but I'm like hot butter on a breakfast toast.
But there have been women that have told me, well, you know, Lee, you're this and you're that, and you do all these things, and you go on national TV every week. You own a soccer team, and you're very involved politically, blah, blah, blah. And it's exhausting to keep up with me.
Yeah.
It is exhausting to live up to the image.
Yeah, you're going 100 miles an hour.
And the thing is, the other thing is they are intimidated because pop culture in Hollywood has given them a sense of, well, if he's this is the type of woman he needs.
Yeah.
When, no, I do not need that type of woman. I need the type of woman that puts a smile on my face and makes me want to say good morning every morning and makes me want to go grab their coffee.
Well, especially as you get older. Because,
yeah.
You know, you want kind of a stability.
You
over,
do. You
over
do.
Crazy. You don't want the crazy. You don't want the crazy
you
woman.
You want that person who puts a smile on your face 24/7. Yes. That no matter what. No. And here I am romanticizing all this shit because I am the hopeless romantic. But, you know, you want the woman that you'll travel an hour to go drop
her
coffee off.
You want to go for what's that coffee spot you go to? You want to take a date
Opus.
There?
Opus. Yeah.
You want to take a date
100%.
To Opus?
100%. If I have taken you to Opus,
you're legit.
100% legit. But, yeah, Hollywood has ruined it.
Oh,
Hollywood has ruined it for normal guys and normal women.
Yeah.
Both.
100%.
Both,
100%. It's over.
100%. So don't, look, when you're out there looking for dating cues, don't take it from Hollywood.
No. Well, look at the people that are in Hollywood.
J-Lo.
They're all, like, how many times has she been married?
The queen of rom-coms, yeah. J-Lo. Honestly, I think she's been married more times than I have number of clean underwear I have.
Yeah.
And I got plenty of clean underwear, for the record. So, yes, don't take your date, especially since we're heading into cuffing season.
Yeah, well, this is the time of year.
Heading into cuffing season, so if you're looking to cuff someone, do the exact opposite of those Lifetime made-for-TV movies you see during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Especially the one where they set at a Kansas City Chiefs game.
Oh, that's it. The love of football, whatever it is, that's the worst.
That's the worst. The only thing worse than that would be a professional pickleball match.
Yeah. They should do a heartbreaking movie, though, about the Raiders and how awful they are. Damon Bruce said it best on his podcast when he said, you know, I just don't know how you guys do it. I mean, you guys are just either the dumbest or the most loyal people on the planet, because I don't know how anybody can sit there watching that crap over and over and over. It's a tale as old as time.
You know who is really sad about the Raiders?
Fit Lurie!
By the way, everyone, Fit Lurie and I decided to play a prank on Lucas.
Yeah, you're having a child.
Yes. So me and Fit Lurie conspired, probably because she was bored from watching the Raiders lose so much.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, let's tell Lucas that we are having a child. And
so would you do that, though? Would you have a child like that?
I think we had you there for a minute.
Yeah, for a second.
We had you there for a second.
So would you do that, though? Would you never do it like that?
You want to have a child with someone that you want to raise the child with. Not saying I wouldn't want to raise a child with Fit Lurie. I'm just saying you want to have a child with someone that you're in love with and in a relationship with.
So you don't believe in the artificial insemination type of stuff?
Well, no. There are some people who decide to do that, and more power to them.
Okay.
More power to them. If you're a single woman, especially professional women, a lot of professional women decide to do that. They're like, look, because unlike us guys who can still pop kids out at like age 70.
Yeah, women have a certain amount of.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, you know, I don't have a partner, but I would like to have a child. And I think that's very empowering. And obviously, I think they should be 100% supported in that.
You're not down for it.
I would want to have a child with someone I was in a relationship with. And that ship has passed. Let's be very clear. That ship, I have...
So you don't want to have children? Because you could. You could have child.
I could, but, you know, the age range of the women I date are not childbearing.
Yeah, because you like older women.
I do. Well, women of my age.
Yeah, see.
Women of my age. In the age range.
I can still have children. Oh my gosh.
I am a firm believer. I was a stepdad. And I loved being a stepdad.
So you'd be a stepdad again?
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Is there an age limit for the stepdad?
Because for me, I was a stepdad to, I first met him when he was six, basically for those 4 years. So yeah, 6 through 10, I was in his life. And to me, it was not so much being a stepdad, but being a role model. Mm-hmm. You know, being a role model of when you grow up to be a man, this is how you treat someone that you're in love with. And this is how you speak to someone you are in a relationship with. And this is what you do as a man in today's society. You know, you should be free to feel and cry and, you know, treat your partner with respect and all that fun stuff. But no, I would not have a baby with Fit Lurie. Sorry, Fit Lurie. I know I just dashed your hopes and dreams there.
Ooh.
Sorry. But yeah, Raiders are shit.
Yeah, it's they're the worst team. I would argue with there's a Raider fan I know, and he's a very reasonable Raider fan, and he would say the Raiders were the worst team in the NFL. And I said no, the Jets are worse, but no, the Raiders are the worst. I agree.
Raiders are the worst.
The Raiders are the worst. And the craziest thing is they're not even going to get the number one pick. The number one pick is going to go to Tennessee.
For the second year in a row.
And they won't be drafting a quarterback because they
believe... No, they got Cam Ward.
Got Cam Ward. So the Raiders might have a shot at a quarterback.
But the Raiders did lose yesterday to the Browns, who had Shador Sanders.
Shador Sanders, baby!
Shador Sanders!
The pride of Colorado!
Shador Sanders It's Shedeur Sanders time.
So do you think Primetime Junior is legit, or is it just because he played the Raiders?
I always thought he was legit. I think he
NFL legit, though?
I mean, NFL legit. He tanked because of his attitude. He had a cocky-ass attitude.
He still has it. He told he asked him, you know, what should the fans of Cleveland expect? And he said, this is what you've been waiting for.
Well, there's nothing being wrong in being confident with yourself. There's a time and a place for the confidence. His time and his
place for his confidence.
He backed it up. He made some great throws.
He made some great throws.
I think he's an NFL-ready quarterback. I think he's better than Dillon Gabriel. And if Stefanski comes back and starts Gabriel, then Kevin Stefanski should be fired.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski
should have been fired last year.
Yeah, he should have been fired. I mean, he comes from a football family, but he should know better.
He should know better. And I think part of that is that old school, I'm going to teach this cocky kid
a lesson.
Yeah. No, dude, your number one job is not to teach lessons, it's to go out and win. And Shedeur Sanders can make that happen for you right now. Why?
So Sanders should start next week.
Oh, I 100% think so. If he doesn't, there will be a revolt in the mistake by the lake.
100%.
Speaking of football, you know who plays tonight?
Oh, yeah. San Francisco.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
By the way, I understand the Rams look like the best team in football, and they might be, but the 49ers have just as good a chance to win the NFC as anybody. I've been arguing with people about it. I'm not saying they're going
to. You know, I almost messaged Dan Chapman yesterday and said, Dan Chapman, did the Rams watch the infamous 1985 Ram It video, Ram It music video, before they went out and played the Bucs? I think they did.
Yeah.
Because they came out and gave them a butt whooping.
And let me, I'm not saying that they look duplicate, but I think they could be brothers. Is it me, or do Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford look like they could be related?
They could be related.
They look like the same guy.
Except Clayton Kershaw does not have, what, Matt Stafford have 9, 10 kids?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Matt Stafford's got tons of kids.
That guy, I think, has stock in Pampers.
Well, you know, the thing is, football players or quarterbacks, at least, like, because Philip Rivers had, like, I don't know how many.
Philip Rivers had a small nation.
But Tyreek Hill has, what, 9 kids or 10? He's got all these football players. They make babies.
If we ever have to repopulate the earth, bring Philip Rivers out of retirement.
See, this is why it's important to play a sport where there's more than one game a week. Because baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, they don't have children. But in football,
they have all week to do nothing. Yeah.
So we need more than one game a week.
Speaking of really bad football teams, my beloved Florida Gators, they stunk up the place Saturday night. And as we all know, they finally fired Billy Napier.
Yes, that was your
month.
Dream come true.
Thank God.
That was your dream come true.
That was my birthday present.
Yeah.
Firing Billy Napier was my birthday present. Thank you, University of Florida.
What's their record right now?
3-8. But a new head coach is on the horizon. We all know who Lee is pulling for.
Lane Kiffin.
Choo-choo! It's time for the Lane train.
We'll see what happens.
It's time for the Lane train in Gainesville, Florida. I will be at every home game next year if Lane train isn't down.
Wow. That's a lot of travel.
100%, and it's an election year. I will be at every goddamn home game. I am telling you right now, I will buy my season tickets if the Lane train comes to town.
You heard it here.
If not, Scott Strickland needs to be fired on the spot, like ASAP.
Well, open up that checkbook.
I'll go. I will go be the athletic director for the University of Florida Gators.
If they don't hire Lane Kiffin.
Because I can do a better job than this ass clown right now, let me tell you. He hired Todd Golden. That was it. That's the version of Blind Squirrel Finds a Nut.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the Gators did stink it up on Saturday. Luckily, I did not have to see it because I was at the NWSL, National Women's Soccer League, championship match.
Way more exciting game.
Championship. It was actually a very exciting game.
Yeah, I saw the picks.
It was a very exciting game. The hot dogs did not have mayo. What kind of self-respecting championship game does not have mayo for my hot dogs?
Yeah.
What the hell?
They must have been reading your Facebook
post. I tagged NWSL in that post, by the way. So next year, they can fix the whole no mayo for the hot dog situation at the championship game. That needs to be fixed. No, it was a great game. New York, Gotham FC, their official name, beat the Washington Spirit, team of Trinity Rodman, daughter of?
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, yeah. And also currently dating...
Who?
Tennis star Ben Shelton.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, Ben Shelton, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is a University of Florida Gator.
There you
Look
go.
At Lee tying all there that back go. Around.
I know you love women's sports, too. Did you see the baseball draft?
I did not see the baseball draft.
The San Francisco team.
Did Fittler get drafted?
She didn't get drafted. She was a volleyball player. I don't know if she could play baseball. But the number one draft pick for the San Francisco Giants is from the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah.
And we do have a large Philippine population.
Yes. That's, yeah.
And you like to date many of them.
Yeah,
I do.
I've dated half of Daly City.
So. but it was a great game. Yeah. Gotham won on a screamer from Rose Lavelle.
Nice.
I just saw it. Like when you see it in real time, like my jaw just dropped. I was like, just an absolute screamer from just outside the penalty box. Very well deserved. I will say, however, for a championship game, the surrounding was a little underwhelming.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like they had a fan fest, but the fan fest was all the way in downtown San Jose instead of putting it right there at the stadium. I got there super early because I wanted to get parking. And I'd love to have 3 hours pregame to do all the things at FanFest. But no, it was in downtown San Jose. The atmosphere was a little lacking for it to be a champ, even though they did have the game ball delivered by parachute people.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's like the par for the course because the Super Bowl is going to be in Santa Clara, but all that festivities will be in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think it should be there at the site of the game, especially on game day.
Yeah.
Like, I know during the week they're going to have all the stuff in San Francisco. That's fine. On game day, you should have all that stuff right there and just make it an event.
This is why they should have built the stadium at Candlestick.
They should have.
That's where it should have been.
They should have, but they didn't.
No.
So that brings us to the worst week ever. Lucas, who's your winner for worst week ever?
I kind of want to give it to Geno Smith because he gave the double bird to the Raiders fans. He had a really bad week, but I think that the worst week ever goes to the Raider fans, the people that are buying and flying there to buy those tickets and watch a team lose week after week. I mean, it's got to be awful.
You know, I will never have a problem giving the worst week ever to Raider fans. So Raider Nation!
Worst week ever.
Worst week ever at a minimum. Probably worst season ever.
Yeah, I mean,
but definitely worst week ever.
Like, it's pretty bad when the worst quarterback in the NFL is giving you the double bird.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know, that's bad.
It's bad. Everyone, have fun at Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for you, by the way.
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you, Lucas.
Yeah, I want to say, it's a great relationship. You know, it's awesome. You spread the positive energy and... Glad that I could be there at your birthday party and everything. So
I am thankful for you. I am thankful for some very special people in my life.
Yeah. We're both lucky.
Both lucky. Both very lucky individuals. Everyone, have a great Turkey
Day.
Go watch. Well, the Cowboys play the Chiefs, so I just hope a giant hole opens up.
Yeah, you know, but I will say, normally I hate the Cowboys, but I hate the Eagles more than the Cowboys. So I was super excited to watch the Eagles up 21-0 and blow the game.
You know, I think I'm going to watch the Cowboy-Chiefs game to see if Taylor Swift makes an appearance.
I'm sure she will.
Everyone, have a great Thanksgiving!